Monthly update with Lincoln County School District Number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson and Superintendent live in studio. Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
Doing well, Duke. How about you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate your time as always. And well, day two of the 24-25 school year. How'd things go yesterday?
You know, yesterday was magical, and we anticipate that today will be as well. I personally had the privilege of being in probably 60 elementary classrooms. I was in all four Star Valley Elementaries yesterday, and it's just so fun to see the magic and the excitement. And I was reminded again yesterday of the quality staff that we have. We just have amazing teachers and paras, and transportation went smooth. The buildings were clean and ready to go from our custodians and maintenance people, and the secretaries were obviously working hard trying to enroll new students, and counselors schedule changes, and just all 572 employees, we just are so blessed. Amazing people we get to work with.
It's a big machine. It's awesome when it all comes together, right? Everyone just pitches in and does their part. I had two elementary students, and they're still in that magical age, like you say. They're just excited. And then I have some older ones that are excited but won't tell. You know, they're too cool to show it. But yeah, everything seemed to go well, and I agree with your comments about the staff. I think the teachers and everyone that assists, from the custodians to the kitchen staff, best in the business. Absolutely.
Thank you. You know, as we welcomed staff back last week, we had a keynote speaker, and one of the things that he said really resonated with me. And he teaches in Florida, middle school band, and he was asked, you know, when he won a Grammy Award, music award, a few years ago, and he was asked on CBS Good Morning America, why teach? And his response was, why not teach? I mean, it's the most noble profession there is, and your bank account's not going to get big and thick and have a healthy portfolio, but you were so blessed, and quickly you become a billionaire, you know, with just the opportunity to interact with kids. But, you know, our teachers obviously don't like all kids, but they buy into the philosophy that they love all kids, and they love them to the point that they're not going to allow them to stay where they're at. So if we can link arms with parents and families, I think we can help kids reach their potential and be prepared to be great contributing members of society and our communities.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Of course, part of the excitement with the new school year also means all the various activities and extracurriculars that come with that. And it looks like the new facilities at Star Valley High School ready to go for the season opener this Friday night.
We hope. You know, we've had a setback or two, but I believe that Friday night, when it's time to crank the lights up and get the pep band playing, and Bank of Star Valley hopefully will be there to shoot the cannon off as the scoreboard rings up some serious digits. And just what a wonderful time of year.
We've had a lot of questions on the bleachers and some of the comments made. Just want to reiterate, they're not just football bleachers. They're used by the band kids. They're used by parents there to watch the dancers. They're used for graduation. I mean, that facility will be used for a lot more soccer games. I mean, it's more
track.
It's more than just, they're not football bleachers, right? It's everything and above.
Correct. We all know from the collegiate level that, you know, football's king. But no, you're absolutely right. They're multiple uses, and no, they're not just football. And that's an absolute myth. If people think that what we're doing to the stadium and what we're doing to the athletic complex down there is just all about football. It's for all kids. And as you mentioned, the new turf field that we're putting in, that'll be wrapped up here in 10 days, 2 weeks, you know, it's mainly for soccer. So yeah, we're trying to look out for all kids, and it's a great thing.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, LCSD number 2, starting off the 24-25 school year. Amidst all of the hustle and bustle of a new year, you also have elections coming up for school board. Yesterday was the filing deadline for school board with a handful of open positions.
Correct. So we're very appreciative of those that have thrown their name in the hat, so to speak, and looking at the possibility of serving. We very much appreciate our current board. And again, we appreciate those that were willing to take the courageous step to possibly serve our staff and students and community into the future for the next 4 years. So my understanding is, Duke, as you said, that filing closed yesterday afternoon at 5 in the at-large seat. Homer Bennett refiled, obviously. Jake Long is also filed in the at-large. And then Dr. Darnell Simpson, our current chair, will be uncontested in Area 4. My understanding for Area 3, which is currently held by Jed Johnson, he's the incumbent, and he filed again, which we're appreciative of. Tom McKinney also filed in Area 3, and Logan Probst. And then in Area 1, which used to be held by Wade Hershey for several years, and we very much appreciate his service. When Wade resigned from the board last spring, the board appointed Len Johnson of Cokeville, and Cade Wilkes has filed for Area 1 as well. So we're appreciative that Cade would consider that, and short retirement for him. He just retired. Great. Cade was a wonderful, wonderful teacher that impacted many, many lives over a 35-year career or so in our district. So we're appreciative that he's willing to throw his name in there.
So those are the names who have filed for school board. Of course, that election will take place in November as part of the general election, and then this winning candidates will take over their seats for the 2025, right? It'll just...
So actually, there was a legislative law change in the 24 session. So we have 10 days to swear them in from the election being certified or being appointed.
Okay.
So the second Wednesday of November, I don't have that date on the tip of my tongue. It's got to be the 12th-ish, 13th, maybe, something like that. At the conclusion of that meeting, Mrs. Kleeman will swear the new board members in.
So it'll be quick. So it's not a wait till January 1 type thing like some of the other positions. All right.
They have training the 19th and 20th, I believe, in Casper. So
you really better hit the ground running then is what happens.
Yes.
Okay. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. And again, the general election on the 5th of November. And those names will be as part of the LCSD2 school board. Superintendent, anything we missed you'd like to touch on today?
Again, we're just so thankful and blessed, and it's my privilege now. I'm leaving here, and I get to go to the secondary schools today. And I know that Jason Horsley was in multiple buildings yesterday, and Corey Hoganson, as well as Nate Westcott, and a couple of them are in Cokeville this morning. So I plan to get to Cokeville tomorrow. But again, it's just magical, and it's fun to be doing what we do. So there's been a lot of planning and preparing and reports and meetings and everything else. And so yesterday was very rewarding.
Absolutely. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson, Lincoln County School District Number 2, at the beginning of the 24-25 school year. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.